Good morning, church. This is day four of our official lockdown, a time like we've never seen before, a time none of us have experienced. We're all under a bit of stress right now. We're experiencing worry and concern for our families, our friends, our country, our whole world. But as we spend this time in isolation, I'd like for us to dwell for a few moments on some of Jesus' last words to his disciples before his arrest. John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Now, this passage isn't suggesting that we won't have hardship or that our relationship with God somehow eradicates evil and suffering. It doesn't mean that we aren't going to experience difficulties in life, that we won't have sadness, loss, mourning, and sickness, that we won't find ourselves locked in our homes as our NHS workers tirelessly take care of people, young and old, on ventilators and in ICU, or that scientists and medical experts won't find themselves searching desperately for a cure and vaccination for a virus sweeping through our world, leaving death and sickness in its wake. What the Gospel of John is telling us is that as Christians, we are able to walk through our times of trouble with the peace and purpose of the one who has overcome the world. Christ's love has won this battle already. The peace we find in Christ is eternal and can withstand any circumstances, even these circumstances we find ourselves in. Take heart, church, knowing that we are victorious in Christ Jesus, that we, through Christ, can withstand this battle. May you find peace in this today as we wait out this storm together, in prayer, in union, as the body of Christ. We love you, and we are praying for you. Be near, O God, in the middle of our trials and hardships. Stir our hearts with your Spirit to remember your promises, your faithfulness, and Jesus' triumph over death. We ask for the peace of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.